Easton, a rematch of sorts for Neville, and Coach Mickey McCarter joins us right now on the GMFS Hotline. Coach, congratulations, and thanks so much for spending a couple minutes with us.
No problem, man. I appreciate it. Our guys had a great afternoon tonight. Came away over at the Griffin's house and went over and took care of business, played a really solid game, and you know, get a chance to advance and get home to play a semifinal game.
Man, it sounds like you've done this before. You gave us all the information we needed to know.
Hey, yeah, man. We've been here before. We've been fortunate, man. We got a good group of kids that certainly, you know, made this run last year with us, and know what playoff football is about. You know, really took care of our business again tonight, and you know, Todd gets to go back home to Bill Rupert Stadium, man, and fill that thing up next week against a good Warren Easton team, I hear.
You know, you you faced a little adversity last week versus Karen Crow, and then your defense just bounced back in once again. And tonight, again, you've got to face a good running back, and you limit them to 14 points. You got to be real proud of what your defense is doing.
No doubt. They've played well all year long. You know, we got off to a good start tonight, had a two-touchdown lead. And, you know, studying North Dakota, they do a great job with their team. You know, the offense they run is that flex bone stuff, and you know, run it with a tight end and a wing, and a lot of motion and movement. You know, very deceptive, and do it with some good people. They do have very talented tailback, and you know, really, really proud of our defensive staff. Put a good plan together. The kids played it well, and kept them to two scores. I feel like we kept them from, you know, getting four scores on us. We had a great chance to win it, and our defense stepped up for us.
Coach Eddie Bona and LHSA, congratulations on your win tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Good luck next week. Safe travels.
Thank you, man. Hope to talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.